Two big players at the end of that game. Noah Williams in the low post and Caden Walters with his ability to hit free throws. How did you gauge the effectiveness of those two guys?
Well, it took everybody, but those two guys really stepped up and made some good things happen. I know we could throw a few turnovers in there in that little run in the fourth quarter, but, you know, I thought Noah was Noah that we've grown accustomed to. You know, a guy slipping along the baseline or going up and getting a rebound just with all kinds of force. And, you know, that was good because we had to have it. And then Caden, you know, he knocked down free throws. I wish he'd have got those two at the end, make it even look a little better for him. But, you know, he did some good things, finished with 8 rebounds and 7 assists. So that's a pretty good floor night right there with his 13 points. But, you know, it was a total team effort, Tim. You know, those two guys were big, but, you know, I felt like Bryce Unruh was big at times. Dayton, Eric, it just, you know, everybody contributed. You know, we got a pretty short bench, as you can tell, and it was a good team win. But, you know, now that we're through talking about our guys, I think you probably got to mention number 10 on the other side. Holy moly.
Oh, yeah. Isaiah Nunnery, I was going to say maybe he should think about rescinding 4A State and try for a bigger level. I know he wants to stay at home, but, geez, there was nothing you could do, and he was shooting from NBA range and beyond.
Oh, absolutely. No, he went into the zone there, and, you know, we were close to pushing that doggone thing to 16-18.
I mean, you were at 16.
16, looking at maybe 20 if things go. And then he just started pulling up from, the volleyball spike line. It was a pretty impressive display. But,